Imposter Syndrome.
Sizzle, sizzle, what's that sound? It's time for Family Kitchen.
Do you know who's cooking tonight? Because we sure do.
We sure do.
And tonight we'll tell you all about MasterChef Junior Season 7, Episode 3.
Episode 3. The third, and so far, I'll say it, a strong season of MasterChef Junior.
Strong female season, I would say.
Oh my gosh, mostly female. There's one little boy that's trying his best.
Yeah.
Carter. And yeah. He's doing okay.
Just one boy. I know.
Where and how?
How?
Yeah.
One boy.
He's from Phoenix, I guess? Is that what they said?
Tucson.
Tucson.
Yeah.
He's cute.
But you know what?
He wears so many bow ties.
Classic Americans, though. Here we are talking about the cute boy.
Oh my gosh! When there's so many women around,
there are so many girls. Well,
I'm trying to
girls.
Really...
They're young.
What did I say?
Girls,
women.
You did.
Yeah. So many. Yeah.
It's
so
okay.
many. Well, they're all mature in their own right. They're great cooks.
They are.
So I kind of treat them as women cooks. As opposed to little girls, immature. You know, I like to
absolutely
think they have a certain maturity in the culinary.
Oh
maturity.
My gosh! Oh my gosh! We have not introduced.
I'll tell you what
the
I
show,
just said.
Really.
My own name
yeah.
or this show.
Yeah, we got to introduce the show.
This is Family Kitchen. I'm Samuel H. Jackson,
and I'm Haley Hansen Jackson, soon to be Haley Hansen.
Yes, and we're going through a bit of a process.
Yeah.
On our end, but keep the art
as
alive.
As best friends do.
As we're buds till the end.
Buds till the end, we decided no marriage.
No more marriage, please. Thank
I'm,
you.
Yeah, no.
and it was me. It was mutual, I would say.
Absolutely. I did come out
yeah.
first.
Yeah. Yeah. But and I
then,
came out second.
Then you came out.
Yeah, we both came
okay.
out.
Yeah.
And that was like, oh, well, this isn't going to work.
And just because we know you guys have been writing in, you guys have been wondering, we are keeping the wedding rings. We're wearing them as necklaces.
Yes, we are.
We're not going to wear them on our hands. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. No, we would not do that.
But we're best friends until we die.
Until the very end. And we have our little rings to commemorate it. And I still love you.
And Lauren still loves both of us.
Of course she does. Lauren
and
is
we'll see
our little fighter.
Our little
we'll
girl.
We'll see what
our
happens.
Our little champion.
Yeah.
When Bohemian Rhapsody came out, that song, We Are the Champions.
I had never heard any of Queen's music before I saw that movie, and I loved it.
You are a gay man and you had never heard of any Queen.
And I never known Queen.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I
what
know.
What a queen. This guy, my queen.
Okay,
yes,
yes.
Queen.
My prince or king or whatever you want to be called, I'll call you.
Okay.
Jester. So.
I prefer Haley. How about Haley?
Yeah, I bet you do. I'm just kidding.
it's funny.
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I've always loved the humor.
Bohemian Rhapsody is the best movie of 2018. What else? Oh, yeah. Okay, so Lauren.
Yeah.
Should we talk a little bit about her progress?
Well, before we get started, I just want to say season 7, episode 3, we will get into it.
Oh, yeah,
we will
course.
Talk about it. We'll play some clips.
Yeah. We have a whole
We
thing.
May or may not have someone here as well.
We might have a little special little guest. A little birdie told me.
We're pretty excited about it.
Yes.
So
stay
anyway,
tuned.
Yeah.
Don't turn this off, please.
Don't touch that dial.
Exactly.
Remember TV Land?
Oh, my gosh. How could I ever forget?
I
love
it.
Lucy. I love... Cheers. So our kid is in the show, MasterChef Junior.
Oh.
Her name is Lauren. Lauren.
L-O-R-E-N.
And she is, I mean, doing really well. She's like, she's gotten so far.
I don't read the stuff on the internet.
No, I don't have internet.
But boy, are the comments, as they say, fire. They're calling her fire.
Now, where are you reading the comments? If you're not on the internet, where are you finding?
I just said I'm not on the internet because you know I actually am on the internet.
Well, I'm not on the internet. I would love someone to come to my house, hook it up, please.
God.
I keep calling the cable, the
and
company.
He, and he
like,
wonders why he had never heard Queen before.
What? Like you need the internet to listen to music. Yeah, right. You go out to a record store, you get a record and listen to music. I just hadn't happened
this
to
this guy.
Read.
He's my little hipster.
Yeah, that's me.
He's so funny.
Whatever.
So cute.
I'm so
records.
Funny. Well, come on. All right. Ow.
Watch the table, honey.
Sorry. I got a little excited.
Samuel. Sammy.
Yes.
Buddy.
Haley.
Baby.
Pal.
Are you excited?
Sucker. Very.
Great. Me too.
For what? The whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too. So our little engine that could is in the show, and that's why, you know, that's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. But we're here to talk about...
Chugga, 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 chugga,
chugga, choo-choo.
The kids, the Instagram story.
Yes.
They're posting...
I don't know what that is.
Oh, right.
I don't know if they...
Do not get frustrated. Take in the information.
You're telling me?
Process it and move on.
You're saying that out loud?
No,
I'm saying it to me. Okay.
We are...
I also won't get frustrated. Don't get frustrated.
Great.
That was me.
Great.
Instagram story. What about them?
They're like little videos that the kids post.
Who? Yeah. Okay.
The kids.
All the kids. The younger.
Yeah.
Gen Xers.
You can put moving GIFs.
Mmm.
You can put words, little drawings, little, I took your picture, I'd draw the little devil's
horns. Oh my gosh, don't, oh no,
you on your head, never. Like I no, could do you... little red lines above your head okay, to well, look like horns okay, and then a little touch, tail
don't
in the back.
Grab at me. Okay, well, that's a joke. That's very funny, I guess.
The kids are taking photos, videos of Lauren on MasterChef Junior when it airs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're singing along to it. Chugga, 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 choo choo.
Wow. They know. Even they know.
They know she's a little engine.
Engine.
That could.
That can and will.
And has.
Could, can, has, will.
We've seen.
Continue to. We've seen. And we know.
She's a genius.
She's a friggin' genius. And she used to make all our meals for us when she was growing up. Neither of us can cook. We don't know how to cook. Oops.
Never cooked
dead
dish.
What do you dead dish? Like
a
what
dead
do you even
dish in my body?
What do you do, kill a meat and put it in a pot?
We eat cereal.
Yeah, we eat dry cereal, and that's about it.
Well, I have is I've been experimenting with the wet
Hell
cereal.
You didn't.
Ever since we left each other,
yes,
I would say as that's a thing.
That's what we.
That's
did.
What we say.
That's what we do. It. That's what we do. Yeah.
And I said, I'm gonna be bad today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try
wet
cereal.
What did you try? What kind did you try?
Oh.
This is making me kind of sick.
And so you don't want to hear it.
I just don't think I like wet cereal because I've been so accustomed to dry flakes. You know?
Yeah. I also have been putting milk in my cereal.
Oh.
It sounds insane.
But have you been experimenting with different liquids in your cereal? Is that what you're selling me? Selling me?
Not selling it.
Okay, well, I'm not buying it, Madam Haley.
Samuel.
Okay. That's Samuel H.
You
to
are
you.
So cute. Oh, I just can't.
Who is the devil now? Little devil horns.
Get off of me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, cute.
So you're drinking cereal and water.
Love it.
Yeah, we love each other.
I love it.
We're in love still. Anyway, okay. So let's really get into it. Let's really get into it, okay?
I'm trying.
A what?
You're okay. Just sitting over there.
Oh, what cereal? Try cereal. What? I'm just sitting here? Okay. We're both devils. We both got little horns, and that's what makes us so compatible. And here's, let's talk about season 7, episode 3.
Episode 3 starts off with a bang. A bang, bang.
Someone got shot.
Not on the show, but a child's father did get shot. They live in Chicago.
And he's a cop. So the episode starts with a dramatic retelling of this poor boy. The boy, Carter. The one boy on the show.
Yeah.
Carter from Tucson. His daddy. Oh, wait. He's from Tucson, but they do live in
his
Chicago
His father lives
now.
In Chicago. He doesn't care about it. It's indicative.
And if you've watched the show, you know what we're talking about.
Oh.
So they open up with a shooting reenactment of this poor cop in Chicago.
And then all of a sudden they start playing this clip.
Yeah.
This clip of the 2016 election of Trump and Hillary talking about
Hillary.
About gun control.
Yeah, to major yes.
It's stressful.
It's sick. It's like a 5-minute cold opener for MasterChef Junior.
It's a fine line. Because we want Lauren to be aware of these issues. We want, we want our neighbors. We
if
want
not
Jim.
There, where?
We want Jim and Tim Pam. Next door.
Oh, Jim and Tim.
Jim, Tim, and Pam.
Well, we live next to two. We're sandwiched between Jim and Pam and Jim and Tim.
And we want everyone, mm-hmm. is the point,
mm-hmm.
to get the message that, even cops can get shot.
Exactly. The bulletproof vest
anything can happen. And I know that we need to introduce people to those ideas.
We do.
So we can have discussions.
Exactly. And if this is our vessel,
yeah,
then great. The MasterChef.
Then great. But the thing is,
yeah,
is that we're not, we weren't there with Lauren. We couldn't have our say.
No.
These people
got
in there
and
started talking to the children,
mm-hmm.
about these issues, and we had no say in it.
We had no say. How do we get our 2 cents across?
Our 2 cents
across. Carter, rest in peace, Carter's dad.
So anyway, also,
that's how it starts.
Also, I think Carter's a fucking liar.
Oh my God, really? This is new. I have not heard this.
Someone's knocking at the door.
Oh, I think it's a U.S. Mail delivery.
Okay. Hi, thank you.
Hello, thank you so much.
He's good. He's good.
Thank you. No, okay.
Okay, well, come on. Where were you on Sunday? Oh, mail doesn't come on Sunday. That's right.
Okay, well, maybe he'll just keep...
I'm stupid. Let's all do it. It's a dance. It's percussion. That's cute.
Oh, he's gone.
That was weird.
That was scary.
He is intense.
Notice when it was right when we were talking about gun control that someone started just knocking at our door.
Knocking.
Like, everyone's got ears these days. And everyone's got eyes. And Big Brother...
And we don't.
Yeah, we're blind. Now he's... What is it?
Hello?
He's scratching at the door. Hello? Oh.
We're blind. We're not deaf.
We are both blind.
Stop saying it. They
Why?
Know. They know.
Well, look. Maybe there's some new listeners.
Oh, my God.
It's fine.
Let's go to a commercial.
Okay.
To give out right now. Next, young lady, heading up to the safety of the balcony and in to the top 24. That apron goes to Rumi.
Wow.
Rumi.
Wow. Rumi. Wow. An underdog, if I ever saw one or heard one.
Yes, but it's not the little engine that could.
No,
you know, there is a difference.
Yes. Of course there is.
There is.
And there's something about hearing the knives, hearing the fire. It's a very sensory show. And I just...
The shing!
The shing!
They're like, I'm Gordon Ramsay.
Yes, the Gordon Ramsay of it all.
Yes.
I appreciate it. That's all.
It gets my blood pumping.
Sure. It gets my blood boiling.
What's so cool.
It gets my blood boiling.
Oh. I get it.
Yeah. Pretty cool. What were we going to say?
I was just going to say... That I love the way that they do this with the adults. They do this with the big ones.
The MasterChef seniors.
Yes, the MasterChef bigs.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that they also do it with the little.
Yes, the tiny tinies.
It just shows the universe is one.
Is one, and there's sounds everywhere, and it's all universal.
Shing! I'm Gordon Ramsay.
Chop, chop, chop.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So Gordon's horsing the show, as always.
He's horsing around.
He's horsing around and hosting the show.
The show.
He's horse host.
He's a I don't know.
I can't see him. I can only imagine. He sounds like a horse to me. He sounds like he would be like a horse character.
I was thinking like a mule or a donkey, so it's cool.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that interesting?
I love when that happens.
I love you.
I love you. And I love
stop,
you forever.
Stop. Okay, no. Devil horns on you now. So this is very dramatic because Rumi wins the first.
Rumi. Baby, you got it going on.
Rumi, baby, you got it going on. So now she's got
it's the, almost
please,
like a.
Just describe what you think she looks like.
I was going to ask you that.
Okay.
I mean, clearly she's tiny.
Tiny little.
Her little voice sounds like a little mouse.
She sounds like this.
Hi, Rumi. Oh, thank you for this honor, Gordon. Rumi, did I make the chicken okay?
Yeah, so she's tiny.
Yeah, she's tiny little something. Tiny little woman.
Tiny little woman.
Mm-hmm. And she sounds like she has blonde hair. And she's fierce, but she's quiet.
I would imagine one of those big bows in her hair. You know,
I don't know what that is.
A bow. Is the mailman back?
No.
Okay, that's next door.
It's Jim and Pam's. Yeah.
Jim and Tim's, honey.
Jim and Pam.
God, I gotta stop calling you honey. It's
that's okay.
Stupid.
Okay. Call me Agave. I'm kidding.
I'll call you Stevia.
Oh my God, Stevia Wonder.
Yeah.
And we just get right back on track. And we're talking about
A bow. Here's what a bow is.
Oh, yeah, tell me a bow.
Samuel.
Yes.
A bow
mm-hmm.
is this insane, like, gift wrapping of little girls' heads as if they're a little gift, a little
present
treat.
Present the world.
Not, you know, something to look at.
Yes.
Something exciting and
only to look at.
Fun. And nothing of substance.
Mm-mm.
No ideas, no science.
A scientist,
doctors don't wear bows.
No. God,
you know?
No. Lawyers don't wear bows.
We gotta put our kids in lab coats right away.
Uh-huh.
They're not presents.
They're not astronauts.
They're doctors.
They're not astronaut.
They're not astronaut.
They're not lawyer.
They're not lawyer.
They are chef with bow.
They are chef baby.
So she won the first round. That means she gets an apron. These aprons, they got so many of these aprons. Also, they hand them out every time. Yeah, go ahead.
Really quick, sorry. Oh, please. I'm so sorry.
And no, really quick. By all means, take your time.
Welcome back to Family Kitchen.
Family Kitchen. I'm Samuel H. Jackson.
And I'm Haley Hansen Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Soon to be Haley Hansen.
Well.
Soon to be
like
Haley
when we first met. Like Hansen. When we first met. I know.
Oh, thinking. So you want me to be Haley Hansen again, I mean, so that I'll be...
It's like a weird role. You
how
know, like
I was.
A, nice to meet you, you know. You're blind too.
Gosh.
Yeah. So what were we... Here we go.
Okay, anyway, I think she's got a bow on.
Yeah, she must have a bow.
Yeah, Remy.
She must be... Yeah, Remy, are you kidding me? So she won the first round.
She did.
The appetizer round.
It was a...
Or whatever they call it.
What was it like
what
a...
What do they call it?
The appetizer round.
Yeah. Okay.
I think.
Yeah, I think so.
You can't be expected to remember everything.
No. Remy. She made a scallop appetizer.
Oh, is which that is what
a,
it was?
Yeah, I think so, which is a... that's what I heard. It's a bold move to make a seafood appetizer.
Little white hockey pucks.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, cool.
I have allergies.
I know.
Anyway, honestly, I'm kind of bored by the whole thing. Remy, like, you got it going on, but honey...
Step aside.
Step there's up a, and step aside.
Step up and
or
then
step
over
aside.
To the left. Or get under and just get out of the way.
Lauren's...
Because we have a Lauren in the trenches ready to pounce up and win this battle.
Ready to pounce up on you mm-hmm. and up on up that ladder to
up
the
that ladder
top.
To the top. Where Gordon is up there and he's waiting. He's got a plate and he's
galloping.
Like, who's going to sit next to me? I hope it's
braying.
Remy. Kidding. Yeah.
Anyways, we not only have... we couldn't get Remy. She is booked for Good Morning America this morning.
Yeah, she's always on.
But we do have a special guest today. We'll get to her a little bit later.
Yes.
But her name is Clementine.
Yes.
She made, what did she make this time for the appetizer round?
What did she make? It was like a chickpea.
It was like a vegetarian scallop.
Yes. Because she saw, you know what? She saw
a chickpea
Remy.
Scallop.
And she was like, you know what I'm going to do? Make a chickpea scallop.
It was like a kind of garbanzo gone wrongzo. But, you know, I think she's cute. I can't see her, but I think she's adorable.
Does she have a bow?
No. Is she a train? No.
No.
No. But she is a little engine.
Sure.
She could not be any more boring.
Yeah.
But
we're kidding. She's lovely.
Kidding.
She's lovely. We're kidding around.
This is Family Kitchen. We love all children. All children are God's children.
All children are God's children, and we are God's children, and God is real.
Amen.
And we're blind.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what?
Yeah.
I missed church last week.
Oh, no.
Were you there?
No.
Where were you?
I was sick last Sunday. Remember
you
I was
were
sick?
Sick. I couldn't go to church
because
I brought you soup.
Yeah.
How could I forget that that
no,
was
no,
you?
No, no, no. You said I thought you were going to church right after you brought me soup first thing in the morning.
Oh,
morning
no.
soup.
Oh, no, 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 no. I didn't.
Happened?
I couldn't go.
What do you mean? Where'd you go?
I ran it.
You got sick? No, what happened?
You're not going to believe this.
I not believe this.
You not believe this.
What is it? Could it
be? I ran in don't to tell. Richard Simmons.
The Richard Simmons?
I ran into Richard Simmons.
The workout guru?
Yeah.
Where?
On Broadway.
On the Great White Broadway. No, the Street Broadway.
Yeah, you know, adjacent to Maine.
Adjacent to Maine.
I'm Jason to Maine.
You're adjacent to my Maine.
Oh, I love that movie. Anyway, I ran into him. It was crazy.
Literally ran into him?
Yeah, and he was in like, he was in the whole thing. You wouldn't believe it. He had the
Spanx.
80s, the Spanx. What?
The Spanx? Or
the
just Spanx. Shorts?
Well, they're just shorts.
Yeah.
You are so funny.
I don't know what they
You're
are.
You're such a man sometimes.
Oh, gosh. I'm trying.
Spanx.
I'm trying. Spank me, Haley.
Okay.
No, don't.
All right.
Don't.
Okay.
So you ran into Richard.
Yeah.
What did he do? Do you want to roleplay it? I'll be you. Please let me be you.
I can't, we can't do that. You don't know what happened.
Well, let's try. Okay. Why don't you just tell me? Why don't you be both sides?
That's so stupid.
Ugh. I'm just trying. Okay, go. Then go.
Okay.
What happened?
He just pranced right on by. He didn't say anything to me. I don't know him.
But you know it was
I
was
made
him.
A little, I kind of did
so
like
you
a
heard,
wink.
How did you know it was him if you can't see him?
Well, because he said, let's go, honey!
To a blind person he said that?
Yeah.
That ran into him?
How would he know that I was blind?
Well, you have big sunglasses and a big walking stick.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
That could be anybody.
Not everyone knows what that means.
Could you hear him running a long time, like a mile away and hear him coming?
It was a prance. It was like... It was like a... He must have had like little, you know, Adidas on.
Yeah, Adidas.
Adidas.
So then he just said, look where you're... What did he say?
Let's go, honey! Yeah. It was aggressive, for sure.
It sounds very aggressive.
But I recognize him. It was either that or they were playing like that podcast about how they can't find him.
Well, I was going to say, you found him. Call up. Call him up.
Yeah, but then what do I say? I call up and I say, hey.
You say, hey, found him. You say, hey, I found him.
But I don't,
Hey, you still looking for him? I know where he is. On Broadway.
I don't have any proof. It's like fucking Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Have you? It's like fucking Bigfoot.
Can you imagine fucking Bigfoot?
I'm trying.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing it now. That's kind of... Ah, that's something. Huh. Sasquatch sex.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't
probably
think so.
Probably not for me.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Probably not for
too
me.
Hairy. Too hairy? No, thank you.
And like, I'm not gonna fuck you if I can't see you.
Oh, I thought you meant me. I was like, well, don't.
See him.
Right, because he's... Well, we can't see
you
him.
You thought
for
I
sure.
meant you.
No, no, no.
We gotta get to this next segment, Buster.
We gotta do it. What is it?
Clementine, little baby Clementine.
Oh, right. Well, you wanna do it now or you wanna take another break first?
I think we should take a break, get her settled in, give her, you know, a proper...
A prepper?
We'll probably cut this out.
What, this part?
The part about...
Oh, giving her a little prep. Sliding her some prep.
Sliding her some prep.
She's here. I think she's outside. I think she's in the lobby.
She's out. Yeah, she's out in the lobby.
I don't, but she doesn't have a parent with her, so she's just here alone.
But she does have a parrot.
Yes, she has a parrot with
but
her.
But we told her, we said, can the parrot talk? She said, no.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
So then we were like,
then
great.
Leave it out. Yeah.
Great.
Then don't even worry. All right, well, let's do that.
All right, here's another word from our sponsor.
My beignet dough is too thin. I only have like 20 minutes left. I do not have time to start over. Too thin. So I put it back in the mixer. Come on, get harder, get harder, get harder. I have got to find a way to fix this. I don't want to go back to Louisiana now without a white apron.
Oh, are you sweating?
She wants to go back to Louisiana. But her beignet, she has 20 minutes. And did you see the texture of that beignet?
Oh, that dough?
That beignet.
Flat as all. No?
It sounded flat.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded flat as hell.
That's what I thought.
All right, let's introduce our guest.
She's been very well behaved, having just seen herself
sitting
on
there.
Camera.
Hi, Clementine.
Hi.
Hi, Clementine. It's okay.
Hi, Mrs. Jackson and Mr. Jackson.
Thank you.
Handsome Jackson.
That's just fine. You can say whatever you want, Clementine.
Okay.
Yes, you call us whatever you want.
I'm sorry, I'm a child of divorce too.
Oh, that's... Well, we're not children of divorce.
No, we're not.
But
thank
we
God.
We are the givers
daughter,
of children of divorce.
Lauren is.
I know. And look, that's just how the cookie crumbles.
Does she talk about it a lot?
Give us a scoop.
Lauren and I aren't really that close, to be honest. Oh. Like, we're just like in different groups, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, like, I can see that.
I like wish her well, you know?
I can see that.
So do we.
Yeah.
We wish her very well.
We wish her the best.
We hope she wins.
We hope she wins.
But you're also in the running,
yeah,
Clementine.
Yeah, I hope I win.
Well.
My mommy and daddy would be really proud of me, even though they're divorced.
Do they have a podcast about your...
Everyone has a mommy and daddy that wants them to win.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Yeah, we're just trying to put things in perspective.
Those beignets. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
They're beignets.
Beignets.
How am I saying it?
Beignet.
What, is it the right one?
Beignet.
Perfect. How did it go? That was a clip of you and your dough just wasn't quite right.
My dough just wasn't...
20 minutes on the clock.
It was getting...
Speak up, honey.
Oh my goodness. It was getting really, like, wet and I didn't... And flat, and I didn't know how to fix it.
Wet and flat.
So it was flat.
Wet and flat.
I was right.
It sounded so flat.
It sounded flat.
Very flat.
This
is my
and
flat
I just
sound.
Kept... Like, I was just making, like...
Don't hit the table, honey.
Oh.
Yeah, don't destroy
sorry.
Our property.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
We're teaching you life lessons.
It's okay. We're here for
Mrs.
you.
Mrs. Jackson, that sounds... It does have a nice little ring. So what happened to the beignets?
Then Gordon came over and he was like, Gordon. Clementine!
The table.
Do your best Gordon Ramsay impression.
Oh, I couldn't do that. My mama told me not to imitate anyone.
She's not here.
She said, but my mama's gonna listen to this.
Oh, that's nice. Another fan.
Yeah.
You don't have to do
this
impression.
She's from New Orleans like me. And that's where I learned how to make beignets.
That makes
a
lot
of
sense.
That's so cute.
That is adorable. So, okay.
Then Gordon came over and he said, Gordon. He said, he's told me that I knew what I was doing and I just had to trust what I knew and my instincts. And
that's
that
cool. Your Binion instincts.
It made me feel better. Yeah. Mm. It made me feel much better.
And did you understand what that meant?
In a big way.
Well, I think it just made me feel calmer and like I could do it better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, yeah. And, I mean, it did. You did quite well.
Thank you.
They ended up coming out really, really nice.
Yeah, it was really, it was the right fry. Like, I really saved it.
And the right fry.
I think that's just because of my New Orleans roots.
Your roots. Did you go to Mardi Gras every single year growing up?
Mom and Dad drunk.
Mom and Dad drunk? No.
No.
You stayed home.
No. Yeah,
did they go out, the folks? They did go out?
My dad would go.
He would.
Did he have a fun time?
Did he really go crazy?
I think he did have fun, yeah.
Yeah. He's a sick. He just goes nuts, huh?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's just so sad. The single mother thing. I can't even believe. I can't imagine. Sick.
Finding him drunk in the street. Mardi Gras. It's not Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras. What a straight thing.
Please. And I think so, too.
Oh.
Don't cry.
You didn't hear that.
That wasn't you. You didn't hear that, and you're wrong, and don't cry. And don't
we're gay.
We're both fucking gay.
We're fucking each other.
No, Clementine. Now here, children are difficult. Children are difficult. I'm just kidding. It's like a joke we like to say, Clementine.
Is there an off button?
Yeah, really.
What do we do?
Lauren doesn't know.
Okay, Clementine. Baby, honey, sweetie, baby.
I want to call my mommy.
Call her. Go ahead.
This is live to tape, yeah. Clementine.
Okay.
No. You want to call her?
Okay.
No, go ahead and call her.
Well, I don't want my grandma's going to listen. I don't want to disappoint her, so I'll keep going.
Yeah, okay.
God.
Okay. I'll be strong, just like I was.
I'll call your mom
I was
if you're not
for
careful.
The beignets.
This is fucking sad.
Okay, let's talk about the beignets. No, it's not. It's the beignets.
Saddest thing I've ever heard.
Don't make her cry. It's okay. Clementine. No, it's okay.
Let's all just stop putting things up and down and shifting and just everyone just remember.
Can
I have some water?
No. So.
There's some right there.
Yeah, drink that.
Slurp
that's
it up.
Water from yesterday. It's still half
okay,
full.
Look,
half
honey,
empty.
Honey, Samuel.
Yes,
look at me.
Haley, honey.
Clementine, take a little break. We're going to have a mommy daddy talk.
Just do your thing. Just think about your beignets.
Okay.
Think about your beignets.
Can I have one of your phones and play Angry
No!
Yes, here.
No, we are not giving her technology.
Take my pad. Take my iPad. Okay?
Thank you.
Take my pad.
Thank you. Do you have Angry Birds on here?
Yes, you can download it. Do whatever you want.
It's cost $1.99.
That's fine. I
need your thumbprint.
Okay, let me put my thumbprint in. Hold on. Come on.
I've never been more bored in my life.
Go. Okay, it's open. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, you're welcome. Go ahead. I had to get her occupied.
I swear to God, if Lauren was not a certified genius. I don't know how I could
her
do motherhood.
Her IQ's over 1,000.
I couldn't. Her IQ's over 1,000.
Yeah.
I can't do motherhood without that kind of backup.
I'm glad we got...
Louisiana.
Oh, my God. Can you...
Louisiana. It's me. Louisiana.
Oh, hey. I can hear you guys.
Why aren't you playing Angry Birds on my pad, Clementine?
Why?
I'm sorry. No, well, don't. Well, no, you
Lauren
do
Lauren said you guys yell a lot.
We just, don't.
Lauren said that.
Chugga, 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 chugga,
Lauren
chugga,
said
chugga,
that you choo guys... Choo-choo.
Okay, enough
Lauren
Angry Birds. I'm taking it back.
Lauren said that you guys pull knives on each other sometimes.
No. That is not... She made that up.
Can we talk about the show, please?
And our butter knives, they're so blunt.
All right, so Clementine, tell us one thing and one thing, please only. Tell us how you made your garbanzola... What are they called? Chickpea scallops.
I made a chickpea patty and butter sauce.
Why?
And
yeah, why'd you do that?
My mom and dad.
Oh, here we go again. My mom
and my stepdad, they keep keto. They have a keto diet.
Huh?
So I feel that really, I have a keto diet.
What is that? The keto what?
It's like if you have Mexican instead of tortilla, if you have Mexican food instead of tortillas, you fry up cheese because you can't have tortillas.
Fry up cheese, you can have tortillas.
And so I'm like, I know how to cook keto for my mom and my stepdad. And then I know my dad taught me how to do classic New Orleans cuisine.
Before he left for the party,
never came back. Sorry.
And I feel like my strengths are bringing those two worlds together. So I'm
just reading this up.
Who wrote this for you? Who wrote this for you? What the hell?
No one.
Clementine, what the hell is this? I'm just kidding. You're doing great, but like, she really is. She rolled out a whole letter that she's bullet points.
Speak to us personally, honey. Look, real quick, mommy, daddy time.
Here's my iPad. Take my iPad back.
Take his iPad.
I deleted the app, but downloaded it again. Don't cry, Clementine. Keto Clementine. Okay, here we go.
Can I download Fruit Ninja?
Oh, God, Fruit Ninja.
Samuel,
yeah.
Can I be honest with you right now?
Please.
Mommy, daddy,
I need your thumbprint again.
Okay, yeah, she doesn't even... Here he goes. Here he goes, my thumb.
Can you give her the Bose?
Thank you.
Can you give her the Bose?
Hey, take the Bose. Clementine, take my Bose.
Take the Bose.
Hey, take my Bose. And thank you, take my Bose.
She's zoned in.
Fruit Ninja.
She's zoned in. She's a little Fruit Ninja.
I wish someone would ninja her fruit. You know what I'm saying?
I am so bored. And honestly, can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
Can I tell you a secret?
I mean, obviously you can.
This isn't coffee.
What?
It's whiskey. I'm a little drunk.
Okay. Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
This isn't Pellegrino. It's gin.
You've got the key to my heart. I couldn't if I tried.
That song
is so stupid.
That is stupid. We're stupid. This is all so stupid.
You're stupid. Okay, but seriously, this girl's stupid.
This girl sucks. No, she means well, but
she's reading from a scroll.
She's reading from a script scroll that someone gave her.
I want to give her one really hard question.
I was going to say we should give her a hard hitter.
Yeah.
For sure.
A big one, and then kick her out.
A big one, and then kick her to the curb.
Yeah.
I hope her mom's picking her up. Oh, her mom.
Her mom has that look in her eye, like she's killed someone.
Gets a spell on you. She's killed.
She's
dad.
Witchy.
I think she killed her dad. I think Clementine's dad was murdered by Clementine's mom.
Yeah, sad thing too. But I mean, you know,
she's doing okay.
She's doing
despite it all. Like she can at least read, albeit from a scroll. She can at least read. You know, she came here for God's sake.
Yeah. Okay. What are we gonna ask her?
Rip those bows off her. Oh, good question. What's your favorite food? I don't know, Haley.
All right. No.
Yeah, no. Agreed.
Probably not that.
Okay, yeah, definitely not that. We'll figure it out.
You have never liked to plan.
No, I hate planning.
I love it.
Seat in my pants. Here we go. We're gonna figure it out. Rip those bows off.
Okay.
Perfect sound. Hi. How was your ninja? What fruit you kill?
Did you win the points?
Really nice. I like your cat. I was thinking about it when you put the bows on me.
Oh yeah.
And
you're welcome.
Wanted to say that no one wrote the speech for me. No one wrote anything for me. I'm not reading for anything. This is coming from my heart.
She's reading this too. She flipped over the scroll. She's reading the back of the scroll now.
I don't get it.
Okay. Clementine.
My mommy texted me and
what
she said.
What did she say?
She said you guys were really immature for a couple of 60-year-olds.
We said phones off. When you walked in, we said phones
off. Pads on,
off.
Phones off.
Yeah, well, I turned mine on.
Oh.
To text my mommy.
Well, forget about her.
We do not need to be hostile with this child. I just want to say, if your mother has something to say, she can say it to her face.
She can come on the show and say it to her face.
She's coming to get me now.
Maybe we'll see her.
She's on her way.
Oh my God.
I bet she is. I hope she is. I would like to have a word with her.
My mom and I talked about taking bullying from adults a lot after my conversations with Gordon Ramsay.
Right, God.
Bullion?
Yeah, you mean bullion cubes? What are you talking about?
I was talking about you guys being big bullies.
I don't think that's true. We've never heard that before. No one's ever said that about us before.
You guys are bullies.
What?
And you should do some soul. My mom said that you should do some soul searching.
Oh my gosh.
Soul? What is that?
Search. I mean, I got my soul. How dare she say that? I don't need a search for any souls. You tell your mother she can search for her own soul in that black heart of hers.
I'm.
Was that a racist?
No.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Shut up. As you know,
it was a very close call between all of you.
Was it?
But this individual truly deserves a final apron based on
Lauren.
Chugga 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 choo choo choo.
Maria.
Maria. Maria, what?
I just met a girl named Maria.
Why?
How?
How?
Whatever. Fuck her.
Yeah, truly, fuck her. And also, like, the horse she rode in on.
That big... like a horse or a mule, and it was Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, right. She rode it on his shoulders, though.
Of course she won. He loves her. He's a pedophile. Gordon Ramsay is sick!
I'll say it and I'll repeat it. Gordon Ramsay is a pedophile.
He's a sick fuck. He's not. I mean, I know we say it because he sounds like a horse.
Yeah, he sounds like a horse pedophile.
And
so
she didn't ride it on her shoulders, and we're just jealous. We're just jealous.
Maria, so what? Gosh. He's sick. He's sick, but I love him.
Were you singing West Side Story?
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's my favorite.
That's so cute.
It's my fave. It's your fave too, if I'm not mistaken.
How did I not know I was dating and fiancéing
and marrying and divorcing?
Well, because I was gay. I was blind.
Yeah. And you still are. Girl names is a horse. Now, Maria won. She got the last apron.
What did she even make? What was that?
Oh, a souffle made of shit.
A souffle made of shit. I mean, it was cheese, but it was Swiss. Sick.
Your story has a lot of holes, Maria, as does your cheese.
And your life's webbing. There are lots of web holes in her life.
Enough with the web holes, Maria.
Well, these kids aren't just, you know, they're
dropped
not characters.
Dropped in from nowhere.
Yeah, they're real. They've got families. They've got stuff. They've got baggage.
Just like we are people with
luggage.
And luggage.
Is baggage. It luggage or baggage?
I think it's luggage. People with carry-ons. Emotional carry-ons.
Emotional toiletry bags.
Emotional 6-ounce bottles of water.
Ooh. Emotional peanuts.
Ooh. Emotional bagel on the plane.
You and me can just drop into Meisner like it's nothing.
Can you just imagine if we were back there back then? Just two blind actors.
Naked.
Naked and doing Meisner.
Naked Meisner. Baby.
Cheers to that.
I'm glad we can finally, like, out this
Say
alcohol.
It. I'm out the alcohol.
Like, oh, you're a child. Here we are. We're sober, mom and daddy. No.
I have a topic of conversation. That child that was just in this room touching my iPad, calling us bullies, bullions, whatever she was calling us.
I don't understand that term.
What term?
I've heard bullying.
Yeah. But bullion cubes?
I don't understand why she said that.
Why'd she say that?
Her mom said it?
Yeah, her mom is a fucking idiot.
If Lauren's going around saying like, oh, my mom said this, my mom said that, I would be in jail.
Yeah.
Probably.
We'd both be in jail.
Told her to keep her mouth
shut. We could share a cell.
We could share a cell.
We could share a little prison cell together.
Ooh, kid, you like those metal toilets.
Yeah, I'll drop the soap. Oops.
Yeah. I can't wait.
To go to prison with me?
Someday, baby.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
I love that.
Yeah.
So she was a real jerk, huh? Mm-hmm. This girl that was in here. But
Clementine.
She
was... What a hick. What a hiccup in the show. Can we cut her? Can we cut her out?
Oh, maybe we could just cut her all out.
Maybe just cut her all out.
Maybe we'll do like Joanne Full House and cut her out.
You got it, dude. Right?
It's me, Michelle. Danny Tanner.
Does he say that?
No, I don't know what he
says. Well, maybe if he shows up for, you know, to pick Deej up from a slumber party.
To pick who?
Pick Deej up from a slumber party. Yeah, he would say, hi, it's me, Dana Tanner.
Dana Tanner.
Dana Tanner.
It's me, Daryl Hannah. It's me, Daryl Hammond.
It's me, Daddy. All right, anyway, don't like Daddy. So, next week, what are we talking about? Season 7, episode 4!
All right. Which is a big episode for our Lauren.
So we think...
Thank or think?
Both.
Okay. We think our podcast is great.
We do.
And we thank you all for listening.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Above all else, Jesus Christ. See you at church. Can we both go to church?
Can we
go together?
We should try to go.
Will you come with me to church?
It's hard to wake up in the morning.
Will you come for me to the church?
Have you finished the soup I made yet?
Yeah, I slurped it up.
You slurped it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can go see God.
Take me to church!
I love that song. Take me to church. What are the next parts?
I walk down the street, go to the store.
That can't be right.
No, I'm not sure. I've never heard it.
Huh.
So next week we'll have another junior chef, I guess, and here with some dirty little hands just... touching all our stuff.
I honestly, do we need...
Can we cancel on
do
him?
Do we need a guest?
On Carter? Honestly, we have Carter. It's Carter, but I don't want
him. You're right.
Him
no,
in
we
here.
Have to have Carter on.
Ugh, but I hate the way
he's
he
looks.
He's
the only one with a dick.
He is the only one with a
he
dick.
He looks weird. I mean, we don't know what he looks like.
He paints his face green and it's weird.
Everyone
I don't want
says that.
That.
It's
because
he's a, what is it, a Green Day Packers fan?
Yeah, he's a big Packers fan.
What the hell?
What the heck is that?
It's a cooking show.
What the heck is that?
That is unsanitary.
What the heck is that? Take off your helmet. Let's see who you really are.
You need a wipe, little boy.
Would you make a pizza?
Sick.
Fuck. He's a sick freak. I'm canceling on it. I'm gonna
I'm gonna email.
I'm gonna draft an email that just says kick card to the curb.
You can make it. You can draft it.
I'm drafting.
We'll look at it in the morning when we are
sober.
Okay.
All right.
Tomorrow.
All right.
We'll look at it tomorrow.
Okay, we will.
It'll be crazy.
Can I crash here tonight?
Okay, I'm sorry.
What about on the couch?
No.
What about in the bathtub? What about in
now the couch? Now you know if you sleep in the bathtub, you will not end up in the bathtub.
Okay. Okay.
You'll end up snuggled.
I'll get most snuggled. Yeah, no, I know.
You deserve to be snuggled.
Thank you.
I want
you
to
snuggle
you.
You deserve to be snuggled you. Too. I know. But you're, I know. You're Mrs. Hansen now. Miss Hansen.
Lauren can't wake up one more morning and say...
She's used to it.
Why is Daddy
here? Because I'm Daddy. I'm around. I'm making her eggs.
Dad vibes.
Yeah, hashtag dad vibes. I'm pouring her juice in the morning.
She loves it. It's
I know
cute.
She does.
It
so
turns
let me
on. Stay.
Oh, well, you could have fooled me, Haley.
Sam.
What? Call me Samuel. This is...
Trash. You're drunk. Go home.
Oh, please.
You're drunk. Go home.
Okay, I'll go home. Okay, I'll go home.
Don't cry. Don't do the thing where your chin...
You're a bully.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
You're being a real bully.
You're trying to turn me on.
Well, you know I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm
you
not.
Know your tears
no,
make
I'm not.
Me tear up down there.
Look, take your wet cereal and you go.
Oh, stop crying. Oh, stop crying. This is... No, you have to go.
Okay, I'll go. Is this what you want?
All right, well, I'm gonna go fuck my ex-husband. Have a great night. Hey, thanks for listening. This has been Imposter Syndrome. I'm Natalie Rich.
I'm Max Reinhardtson. Thanks for tuning in. We just heard from Samuel H. Jackson and Haley Hansen Jackson. And Clementine was Jenna Yarley. So thanks to her.
Yeah, thanks, Jenna. We had a lot of fun. Our next episode is going to be a completely different show hosted by two totally different people. So subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday.
Yes, and rate and review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe wherever you get those podcasts.
Also, if you want updates on the podcast, if you want to catch us live in New York, see what we're up to, follow us on Twitter at Max and Natalie and Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy.
What she said.
This has been a Cook Wrap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.